Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Cop Jack McGlam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains, coming to you tonight from our two headquarters for our two police and military associations. And before we get off Katrina and then go to the phones, we have Alex Jones on the line. I just wanted to say to you that Katrina, the hurricane that went through there, we haven't talked on the program about the port of southern Louisiana down there, and which is a key link in U.S. imports and exports and a critical, very critical to the global economy. And I don't know how it fared, but usually if something happens in New York, New Orleans, the port of southern Louisiana is involved somehow. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But let's go to Alex now. Alex, welcome to the program. How are you tonight?
Jack, I just wanted to thank you a few weeks ago for sending me that great letter that you sent to that police officer that thought that, you know, juries didn't have a right to judge the law and the facts. We posted that on Infowars.com and PrisonBlog.com. It's been a real blessing. But I had to call in on your show to talk about the hurricane. A lot of people are saying, ooh, it's weather modification and the government did it. And certainly the government does have those technologies. I from the scientists I've talked to and many others involved, even involved in HAARP, it doesn't have the power to create something like what we saw with Katrina, but it does have the power to steer or push or maybe strengthen those type of events. But I don't believe that it was a government action. What I do know was a government action is that after Bush got in office in 2001, even after 9/11, he doubled on average every federal agency. On average, there was a doubling. Some were tripled, some were quadrupled, some were cut. But on average, it was a doubling. And the kinds of things that he did cut were good programs, which I believe the states still should have been, you know, doing it. But the Army Corps of Engineers has done a lot of really important work with dams and levees and dikes all over the country.
Yeah.
And reading statistics over the last month, I was already concerned about a major hurricane hitting New Orleans because the hurricane system and cycle has been strengthening over the last 5 years, and the Houston Chronicle reported, talking to hydrographers and meteorologists last year, and we posted this on Prison Planet, we reposted it last week, but last year they reported that hundreds of thousands could die if a Category 4 or 5 directly hit New Orleans. And the Army Corps of Engineers even complained 3 years ago, and then again last year, when Bush just absolutely slashed the funding by over 90%, specifically $71 million just on the levees there on Lake Pontchartrain and the levees there by the Big Mississippi there in New Orleans. So $71 million just in New Orleans, and that $71 million would have secured that. You know, the media keeps telling us how we should thank the feds and how Lord Chertoff is just taking really good care of us, you know, the monster that he is.
Right.
But they're totally ignoring the fact that the federal government actually cut the funding down to almost nothing, and they'll point at one small area, one small levee that they had done repairs on, and then it's very interesting that that's the one that actually broke first. And we have the anniversary of 9/11 coming up. We know that Jeb Bush's approval ratings exploded after bad hurricanes last year. It's all very, very, very suspicious. But what we do know is Bush cut the funding by over 90% on the key levees when they knew what this would do. They had the hydrographers and others screaming bloody murder at them, Jack.
Wow. You know, I didn't know that, Alex. And interesting timing on everything, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's like for the last 12 years, they've had massive security on the London Tube, because obviously that's been one of the major targets of the IRA and others. And then lo and behold, 3 weeks before the 7/7 bombings, security has dropped down to its lowest level in over a decade. It's just always magically, and now our great leader can fly around above us and cry about it on TV, and oh, he just cares so much about us. But the point is that it is newsworthy that they cut the funding by over 90% nationwide, and particularly the most egregiously hit was right there in New Orleans. I mean, they haven't even repaired the 1940s and 50s programs that originally built those dikes. I mean, they've got primitive, basically dirt and rock dikes that are supposed to hold back Lake Pontchartrain. See, folks, this isn't just some flooding that happened. They've now equalized with Lake Pontchartrain. That is now a 10-foot lake, ladies and gentlemen, going out to the ocean. And I mean, really, it's a shallow bay. So Lake Pontchartrain has ceased to exist, and it's connected to the ocean, and it's been confirmed that in some areas sharks are swimming around in New Orleans.
My goodness, brother. When did Bush cut that? Was that in 91 or 92?
If I said that, I misspoke. I'm driving down the highway. In 2001, when Bush first got in office, he slashed it, and he slashed it each year more. So all the basic stuff has been, and on PrisonPlanet.com, we have an article we've written that's up there on the top of the page, and it's just full of hyperlinks to mainstream news and articles going back several years on this.
Okay, yeah, I'll look that up, because very interesting in timing of all these things, where in the few years that they could have built those dikes up to where they would have done some good, they weren't able to do it because Bush cut the funding. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is an absolute fact. And areas of the Netherlands are upwards of 20 feet below sea level. But they haven't had a problem in over 50 years because they have good dikes. New Orleans is just a few feet below, living very easy, very inexpensive. I mean, my God, just the casinos in a day in that are in Louisiana bringing hundreds of millions of dollars, they couldn't spend that much to secure that city.
I'll tell you, brother, it's very interesting how all of this is happening. And we just keep learning more and more every day how the government has their hands in so much of this that's happening to our country today. I appreciate
Well, they do, Jack. And I'm going to get out of here and continue listening. God bless you.
Okay, thanks for bringing that to our attention. I wasn't aware of that. Very interesting, folks. Very interesting. Yes, well, it just gets more interesting all the time to see the fingers and the spider web spread all over everything that happens in this country, folks, how everything seems to be linked together when you really dig and get to the truth. Back to Katrina here, the hurricane for just a minute. I have not heard yet how the Port of Southern Louisiana made out, but it probably didn't do well at all. You know, the Port of Louisiana runs up the Mississippi River about 50 miles south and north of New Orleans, and it's a key port. As a matter of fact, it's the fifth, I think it's the fifth largest seaport in the world, and it has a lot to do with our Midwestern farmers and how well they do with their corn crops, soybean crops, wheat, animal feed, and so forth that they ship out. And our Midwest farmers depend on these exports for making their living and staying in business. And then the United States imports crude oil, petrochemicals, steel, fertilizer, and other ores through that port. Nearly half the exports go to Europe, and so America, once again, Americans make money off this, and so here we go, more of the economy ruined, and this is big money, folks. I mean, big, big money, not just all the businesses ruined and people don't have jobs down there in New Orleans and Mississippi and everything and the loss of life. But we're talking about if the Port of Southern Louisiana is out of operation, think about this, folks. Within the next 30 days, the U.S. harvests here for the farmers are at their peak, and the effect on global agriculture prices could be substantial in the prices of products here in the United States. Now, already, the game of the internationalists to run the price of oil up to $4, $5, $6, $7 a gallon in the United States, which they know is linked to every single product that's delivered by ship or plane or train, is going to go up in price. But now we have this devastation, and possibly our farmers are going to be hit even worse than what they already are. So this is an incredible, destructive storm that came in, and I don't know. Maybe one day, like this Lockerbie shoot down or blow up of this plane, that now one of the police chiefs up there in Lockerbie has come forward and said that the CIA planted the electronic device from the bombing device, planted it, and accused and sent to prison this a Libyan? I think a Libyan guy that was accused of blowing up Lockerbie airplane a number of years ago. And now we see that the police chief's coming forward and saying the CIA planted the device and blamed it on the Libyans. So, folks, what will we find out in the future about Katrina? As Alex says, and it is true, the Russians have taken the Tesla technology, the Americans, for years and years and years, these international crime lords, and developed weather modification into a weapon today. So who knows? If they get a good hurricane running in the Caribbean, can they get behind this thing and make it worse and worse and worse with their weather modification? Can they direct it here or there? Possibility. We just don't know. You know, when you have the leaders of your nation are the most evil men and women on the face of the earth, they're capable of anything. There is nothing you can't think of that they're not capable of. We'll be back in just a minute to talk about some of the things going on with the war in Iraq. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Bush's new reason for the Iraqi war. Yes, he has a new reason for the Iraqi war, and guess what it is? It's he does not want the oil fields to fall in the hands of the terrorists. The radical terrorists over there, they're in the control of the international crime lords right now, him and his family and others, and they don't want the terrorists to take them over from the international crime family. So, we'll get into that in just a minute. Let's go to the phones real quick, though, to Jeff in Massachusetts. And phones, and folks, let's do this tonight. Let's open the phone lines up. We haven't done that for a while, so if you'd like to call in on this number real quick. I'll give it out for you here. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Brother Jeff, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I listened to Alex Jones, and what Alex was saying is true. The American harp does not have the kind of power to create that kind of storm. It can move it or energize it, but the Russian Russian scalar wave system does have the power to do something like that. And I have a Lieutenant Colonel Thomas E. Bearden from his book, Fear the Lance, because I was doing some homework on this.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you something, the Russian scalar wave technology is absolutely scary. It's much more advanced than the HARP system. It uses the principles of Nikola Tesla, and we fell behind, and the Russians have been doing it longer than we have. Now, with that said, like I said on your show before, I believe the reason why, and this is my personal gut, is we're about to go into Iran, and we're about to touch something that's sacred to the Russians, which is Iran. And I personally believe this was an attack. And Bearden has his book, Fear Delance, and it was updated in 2002. So as I was looking down on what he was talking about, this kind of technology can create mental illness, it can create sickness, because the woodpecker signal is energy waves. I guess what your body is made up of, electrical charges, your brain has charges in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know.
And you can create sicknesses by altering the electromagnetic spectrum of various kinds. In fact, your RBN has an energy cleaner. If you can use energy to clean, you can also use energy to create sicknesses.
Uh-huh.
That's common sense.
Yes, we found out. Remember the Russian American embassy over in Russia?
When yes.
They all those devices behind the walls, it was making everybody sick years ago. Yeah,
wow.
Technology's been around a long time, and I'm sure it's highly developed today. Alex talked about it in his new video about the sound weapons they have, too. So there's a lot of new technology out there, brother. You're right. It can do things to us that we won't even know where our sicknesses or our problems come from today.
Mental illnesses,
yes.
Conditioning, and so forth. Not to mention the drugs that the Russians have. And I'm looking at a picture of a technique that's called bottling up, where they can put a shield over a city, and that shield can defend against missiles and objects like that. The ballistic missile has basically been made obsolete. And even if something does get through, the Russians have a bomb shelter program that is second to none. So pretty much, we got hit in the pocketbook when this attack happened. I call it an attack unless somebody can disprove it or prove it. I mean, my gut is this was an attack.
You think so, this Katrina?
I'm just saying it as a gut feeling because of the fact that our waterways have been shut down. This is one of the worst disasters in American history.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
And Colonel Bearden's book, as I was looking at it on the web, I said, "Oh my God." But it might not be an attack. It might just be a judgment from the Lord, because New Orleans does have voodoo. It does have a lot of bad things in it, and they're about to have a homosexual party there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
you never know. The Lord is very angry with his people in this nation, and he's been cut out. I've got another report tonight where the ACLU is trying to sue the Air Force Academy to stop them from having a lunch prayer. And
wow.
One thing after another, and of course the Christians will sit by and let it happen. And God is so angry, Jeff, that he's withdrawn his hand of protection from this nation. So watch out, brother. Anything's possible now.
And with scalar wave technology, they can create an atomic explosion without the radiation because of the physics, which would take me too long to get into.
Yes, okay. Well,
but,
thank you for your input, Jeff. Thank you very much. You always have something insightful to say, and this is something to really think about because many times things aren't what they seem to be in this nation, folks, as you find out by listening to RBN. Okay, Jeff, thanks a lot. Folks, the phone lines are open tonight if you'd like to call in. We don't often have just open phones, but you can call in on 800-313-3368. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 if you'd like to speak on the program tonight. Be right back after this important break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
My goodness gracious, about six people hanging on the phones. We'll go over to them in just a minute. But I want to remind the new listeners out there, or maybe the new listeners are brand new tonight and you've never heard this program before and you're shaking your head going, boy, these bunch of people are wackos. President would never do this and so forth. Well, our police and military associations here have been studying these things for like 24 years, folks, and we know what facts are. We know what evidence is, and facts denied do not cease to exist. An old Aldous Huxley quote, facts denied don't cease to exist. So you can deny it all you want to, but we have the facts on many of these things. And I remember J. Edgar Hoover years ago was quoted as saying something honest and true when he said the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous that he can't believe it even exists. That's right, folks. It is a conspiracy of these international crime lords that control our governments that is just hard to fathom. It is just hard to believe that there could be that much evil today on the face of the earth. Well, believe it, folks.
These international crime lords are Luciferians, and they're capable of anything to accomplish their goal, and that goal is the Antichrist world government system. Let's go now to Dalton in Tennessee, or did you say, Paul, he hung up? Okay, let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, great show. It's always good to listen to you. You know, I just talked to somebody earlier, and he said, I listen to probably too much shortwave radio. I listen to about 10 or 12 hours a day, but I can't help it because I just get so much good information. But maybe if I get my second job here, I'll have to cut down on it. But at any rate, though, people at work think I'm crazy enough as it is, or some of them kind of agree with some of the stuff. When I tell them that 9/11 was an inside job, when I tell them the Federal Reserve, you know, was neither federal nor has reserves.
Yeah.
But if I start telling them that the hurricane that hit Louisiana is manufactured either by our government or by the Soviets to diminish our economy and our government, then they'll really think I'm crazy, you know?
It's going to be a kook, Mike. I wouldn't do it because we don't know this to be the case.
I know.
The capabilities, we're just discussing the capabilities. And there is no evidence right now to point to the fact that Katrina, that the Russians or Americans or the Martians had anything to do with Katrina at this time.
But,
I would remind people out there that when we go out and we reach police officers and soldiers and give them information about this world conspiracy that J. Edgar Hoover said is so monstrous it's just hard to believe, that we plant the seed, we don't torch the field. And that's an old Peter Kershaw quote, which we absolutely love, because many of us are guilty of planting or torching the field, and that is dumping on a police officer or soldier in our work here so much material. Here, take this tape, read that book, take this tape, look at this, look. And they walk away just overloaded, and it plinks out their mental computer.
Yeah, that's true.
I would say, brother, just go easy, Mike.
Yeah.
Give them things that is absolutely proof.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely fact. And so don't get into the Katrina thing. Might be the Martians or the Russians or the international crime families doing this thing. You're very wise not to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to go out on a limb too much because, like you say, you just take it by degrees, you know. But I used to be obsessed with the occult. I used to be an armchair occultist, and I used to be into Native American shamanism and stuff, and I read books on demonology, and you name it. So I have no compunction about, you know, denying the evil that people are capable of committing. So I have no doubt whatsoever in my mind people are capable of massive evil.
That's right. Of doing anything, Mike. Hey, thanks for the call. You bring up some good points, and we should learn to, as Peter Kershaw said, plant the seed, don't torch the field, you know, don't scare people to death to where they go running out into the night, never want to see you again, or cross on the other side of the street when they see you coming. Just give them a little bit at a time, let them absorb it, and then give them a little more as you get to communicate with people. I've been guilty of that myself over the years, believe me, just blinking out people's computers, and they just think you're an absolute nut. Some of this is hard enough just to give them a little bit, matter of fact, without looking like you're an absolute nut. So you don't want to overdo it. All right, let's go to who's next up, Rita in Texas. Rita, welcome to the program.
Hello, Officer McLam. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to hear from you again, Rita.
Well, thank you. I want to share that sometimes it's difficult to listen to your program and be supportive of anyone who's in law enforcement and the military. I was listening to the military propaganda machine, that's called the major networks that are on the television, and one of the reports was that there has been multi-indictments against individuals that have been in law enforcement and the military for accepting bribes involving drug running. And I also wanted to thank the gentleman caller from Massachusetts. I personally do not swallow this thing about this natural disaster that happened on our southern coastline coming from the Russians. I firmly believe in reading the Bible that God can get enough of a people. And New Orleans, yes, it had a lot of voodoo, prostitution, homosexuality. It was a major point for drugs coming into this country. I personally see it as a warning. I also see how important it is not only to practice being a Christian, but also acting as a Christian. Because a lot of that looting that is going on, that is indicative of what a non-Christian society looks like. It's total bedlam.
It truly is. Very good point.
And the other thing, too, I think that there's going to be a domino effect about here. I just got my husband works in Austin, and his boss is in from Arizona. And I said, you need to talk to your boss about a daggum increase, because I live about an hour's out of Austin, Texas. Because I'm looking at gasoline going at $5 a gallon.
Well, it is going that far. It's going above that, too, Rita. You can count on it.
So when you're talking about gasoline going up, you know, you're talking about people, you know, like, for example, some of the homes up in the Northeast are heated by oil, and also the food. So, I mean, this disaster really, really has a domino effect. And as far as Bush is concerned or anybody else is in Washington, the problem that has been going on in this country is in the Christian instruction in the Bible, it says, you know, charity begins at home. Even the heathen takes care of their own. You know, we're worse than the heathens. And I really think we need to draw all of our troops back to our own country and start leaving the rest of the world alone and building our own country. This devastation that is down there seems to surpass. I mean, I'm hearing stories about it exceeding Hiroshima. You know, and I kind of really think it's a spiritual thing. And I want to conclude with this, that one of my lady friends, because I hang around very spiritual people because I'm always looking for God's grace in action and kind of listening for his voice, which I hear through, you know, godly people. And this lady shared with me, she said, you know, Rita, they kicked all the Christians out, you know, that part of the world where the tsunami, you know, went over there. So I think people need to look at the Old Testament. They need to find, you know, they need to be reminded, you know, that God, yeah, he's a patient God, but sometimes he's had enough. And so I look at, what I look at is trying to live a Christian life and trying to prepare my soul to meet my meeting with God. So, you know, that's all I've got to say, and I enjoy your program, but so I think we're rotten inside. I think the United States is rotting inside, and my hope is that, you know, if God gives me a signal, like he said to Lot, dear heart, take your family and yourself and get out of Dodge, I'm ready to go.
Okay,
so listen, God bless you.
Okay, well, you bring up the most important points of all, folks. Rita does bring up the most important points of all. That's why we continue to bore you, perhaps. I hope you're not bored when we continue to refer to the great escape clause that God gave us, as 2 Chronicles 7:14, to all of this. He just said, if his people would come back to me, I'd heal their land. And what's the reverse of that? If you look through the Old Testament, like Rita said, folks, you will have no compunction to agree with her and me and others that God has taken his hand off this nation because we've allowed this nation to turn into an irreligious nation. I mean, we're a religious people, all right, but it isn't the Christian religion. It's not the Bible religion. It's not the Creator's religion any longer. We're gone off to seek and worship many gods in this nation. And as Benjamin Franklin said, man will ultimately be governed by God or by tyrants. Now, why would he say that? Because he read the Holy Bible. And you may say poo-poo on that, I don't believe that. Well, folks, truth denied doesn't cease to exist. I mean, you can deny it all you want to, but to your own tragic life, you're going to find yourself subjected to if you don't believe that we've turned our back on God and God's turned his back on us now. And the only way to get it back, folks, the only way is to get back under 2 Chronicles 7:14. God gave us the answer. We can do it. And because he promised that it would work. If we just come back to him individually, we would find our family coming back to God. And then the nation or the community coming back to God and the nation coming back to God. But it starts with the individuals, as the Holy Bible says. Let's go to John in New York. John, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, Jack. How are you?
Very good.
All right. I just have a couple of things. First of all, I believe that it was an attack. And regarding whether it was from the United States or whether it was Russian, as far as I'm concerned, the communism between, you know, what they've accomplished here and what's accomplished there, they're both in the same boat anyway, so it wouldn't make a difference. Maybe one helps the other one. You know what I'm saying? I just have a thing here. I was sitting watching the TV before, and I watched the, you know, the whole hurricane come in and stuff on the TV. And I'd sat there and I said, what could possibly be their next motive? What is the motive? What is their plan next? You know, trying to figure out exactly what maybe they have planned. And it's funny that like an hour later, something happened. And I praise God. I hope, pray to God that this doesn't happen. And I hope I don't give them any ideas. But could this very possibly be a three-step program? And this is actually the first of the attacks. To me, if you look at the TV and you watch, you see no troops. Everything is moving slow. Everything is, you know, done for a reason in that area. Now, what's to stop, say, for instance, six? Because, you know, Alex has said and stuff like that. What is it that they have planned for us that's so bad? What is it that's going to be so bad that they have planned? And all of a sudden, it just came to me that this is only a possibility. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I hope it doesn't. Six small suitcase nukes go off in six. They blame it on Iran. Now the country's really in turmoil. And everybody, all the sheeple's going to say, oh, God, they hit us now. Why did they do it when we're down? You know, and everybody will be joining in the whole nine yards. They'll get their wish. They'll bring in the UN to take care of us. And once the UN troops come in, you know that China and Russia are not going to attack a country that is now taken over by technically by the UN. So that leaves them out of the picture while we go in and go into Iran. Gives them the perfect reason to do it. I just hope and I pray to God that this isn't something that is going to happen. I think everybody else out there should pray. I think we'll know this within the next couple of weeks.
It's
not going to happen 6 months down the line. It's not going to happen a year from down. I just hope that this is not the first of what they're planning. I really don't.
John, you're thinking like a bunch of cops and soldiers up here at our stations because we've been thinking the same thing. Now that we're down, what's a better time to attack us some way, somehow, than to do it right now while
exactly.
The only National Guards we have in the United States, the only ones left.
But if you look on the TV, you hardly see any troops at all. And the people are even saying, they just had a report on, where are the National Guard? Where are the, you know, where are the troops? Where's everybody? They're all out of the country. And the thing is, with the suitcases, the suitcase nukes will do enough damage to get us into Iran, but not enough to really destroy a lot of the property that they want. You know, because I'm on Long Island here. I've been planning for a nuclear attack here.
Craft that Bush needs too, John.
Yeah, but if they use the small suitcase nukes, they'll do damage to a smaller area. But they're not going to do a lot of damage. But what it'll do is it'll get all the sheeple to turn over and say, we got to go. This is what we got to do. It's the Iranians and the whole nine yards. And this is the way.
Good
this point, is the way.
John. Thank you for calling in. Hope you're
now, also, one quick thing. On September 11th, I saw this on TV twice. It's on the September 11th at 9 o'clock. They're going to do a made-for-TV movie on Flight 93 that crashed in Pennsylvania on the Discovery Channel. So anybody's out there, they'll probably only have it on once. Like they just did this oil field thing about the oil, you know, that led up to this. But, if you know, I'm going to tape it. If you got a chance, it will. Maybe there'll be some kind of secret information in there that there'll be subliminally that'll whatever be that we can find out maybe what their next step is. Because they seem like they have a tendency to give little hints.
Thanks
so it's going to be interesting. Okay?
Thanks for the heads up on that, everybody.
Okay, brother Jack. God bless. Thank you.
Take care. God bless you now. Well, praise the Lord, we have some real thinkers out there, folks. He's thinking along the lines of many cops and soldiers out there that these enemies of the state, these enemies of this nation and God, will hit you when you're down and kick you when you're down. They do these things because they have no moral code at all. And they have no conscience at all. So, yes, when we're down and hurting is a perfect time for us to hit us with the next one. And so, but once again, I want to remind you that God is in his heaven and on his throne, and if we just can impress God somehow to believe that there's some of us in this nation that are trying to get us back under our godly system and back under our constitutional republic that was based on the Holy Bible. As Andrew Jackson says, the Bible is the rock on which our republic rests. Well, no longer, but if we're trying to get us back under that rock, which is the Bible, then maybe we'll impress the Lord enough to put his hand on us and stop or misdirect or confound these enemies of his and ours in this hour coming when they intend to bomb the United States and blame it on the Arabs to make all the American people stand up and say, let's go kill the Arabs, take my sons, take my daughters, and let's go kill all the Arabs out there. And by the way, U.S. Congress, put us under martial law because we're scared. We want to be made safe. And all things work together. Those that worship Lucifer at this time in this nation. We'll be right back, and we'll go to Don in Ohio. Don in Ohio, hang on. We'll be right back after this important break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Jack McGlam program, folks. Only a couple minutes left. We're going to go to Don in Ohio, and we have Daryl on the line from Pennsylvania. Hold on, Daryl. Don, Ohio, welcome to the program.
Good evening. I just wanted to bring up a quick thought about
the janitor from the Trade Towers, Mr. Rodriguez. His apartment got broken into here a couple days ago, and he got a warning that somebody in the government might be trying to knock him off.
It could very well be true.
Well, there was a possibility of what they were looking for also in his apartment might have been his uniform from that day, because he says he had it saved and he was going to have it tested for explosives and stuff like that on it. You got to wonder if maybe they were looking for that to get it out of the way.
Right, that's right. That's what they do. They come in and destroy the evidence and also the witness many times. Yes.
Okay, I'll let there one.
Okay, Don, thank you so much. Good point. Yes, folks, pray for Mr. Rodriguez. Pray for all of those that are standing up and suing the government over this phony 9/11 situation where the government was very much involved in that. And so we need to really pray for those that are strong enough and patriotic enough and honorable enough to stand up and sue the government and to try to bring these creeps to justice that did this. So, Don, thanks for bringing that up. Let's pray for these people. Daryl in Pennsylvania, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the program.
Can you hear me, Jack?
I can certainly hear you, yes.
Okay. I had trouble hearing you for a little bit. Hey, since you mentioned prayer, I'd like to remind everybody to please pray for your wife, Angie, for healing.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And since Alex called in, he puts out a lot of good info tools. I wanted to mention that you also put out a great info tool, and that's Operation Vampire Killer 2000. And at this critical and urgent time in the history of the United States, I would just urge everybody to buy as many of those as you can from Jack. Is it still $11 postpaid, Jack?
It is, brother. Yes, it is. There are $11, and that's postage paid.
And it's the best primer out there. It's 75 pages on the New World Order, 8.5-inch by 11-inch format. It's got graphs in it. It's got great quotations. It's got some drawings and political cartoon-type figures. And it appeals to the eye. It's aesthetic, and it's got great information. And I would just plead with everybody, get as many as you can. Get them out to your friends and relatives and neighbors, but especially to anybody in the military and in what we call law enforcement, any of our peace officers. Get those into their hands while we still have time to do that. So just please, folks, get that. And, Jack, I did a 30-page newsletter. I think it's the most important one I ever did, because I smell a genocide coming in this country once we go under martial law.
Yeah.
And it's called Death by Government, Death by Church. And can I give out the website where folks could go up and read that?
Please do that, Daryl. Please do. Yes.
Okay. It's www.tacklingthetoughtopics.net. And, folks, that's like in tackle football. tacklingthetoughtopics.net. And you'll find 30 pages that describe genocides through the 20th century and also back in history, and including ones where church and government teamed up to slaughter people. And, Jack, as you well know, the United States is the last roadblock, a stumbling block to these folks in their drive for a new world order. So God bless you, Jack. I hear your music coming, and keep up the good work.
Captain Daryl, thank you for the service to your country, and thank you for the continued service you're involved in. You do some of the best research, and we're going to go there, tacklingthetoughtopics.net, folks. Go there and read that. Thank you, Daryl, brother. Okay, folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop, I truly do, and my bride, Angie, we truly do love you, America, without any doubt. Don't ever doubt that. If we can do anything for you, let us know. Have a great evening tonight.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.